Debbie Greenberg is regarded as one of the most important people in fashion retail in America. This in spite of the fact that she is the fourth generation owner-operator of Louis, a fashion house that began as a pawn shop in a city not known for its sharp dressers.
I find it cruel about Boston that they talk like that. The difference between Boston, maybe, and New York would be this, that a New Yorker might sit there and say, oh, you look great. Where did you get that jacket? And the New Yorker might say, oh, I bought it at this store. Whereas in Boston, you say, oh, you look great. Where did you get that jacket? And they go, oh, you know what? I don't remember.
It is this little thing.
They just don't really want to be known for spending money on clothes. But the fact remains, there is a huge underground of people that do.
In the first version of Louis, Greenberg's great-grandfather, Louis Pearlstein, used to buy up Italian suits imported on the backs of immigrants, refurbish and resell them. By the time Debbie took over the store in the early 90s, it was a posh outlet for the big-name fancy brands, Dolce & Gabbana, Gucci, and the like. And then upon seeing those labels pop up in malls and airports, Greenberg made the Louis more boutique. She started scouring Europe for things that Bostonians couldn't get anywhere else. She garnered a national reputation. And then last year, she did something that a lot of people said was crazy. She left Newbury Street and opened in a temporary building on the South Boston waterfront, which is where I caught up with her.
When I first came down here, the developer, Joe Fallon, was here, and he had said to us, well, we're not building any buildings for a long time. And I was like, oh, but I want to be down here. And he's like, well, there's no buildings. Then I came here when the Volvo sale race was here, and there were several temporary structures on the property. And I ran up to him. He was standing here, and I went, Joe, please, I'll pitch a tent. Let me just pitch a tent. And he kind of slyly looked at me and said, well, what would the tent look like? And immediately the first thing I thought of is, I just want a glass box. What else would you need down here? Look at this view. It is unbelievable. What else could you need? So essentially that is basically what it is. I knew that there was going to be construction down here eventually. So the way I built the glass box was I built it so that everything was looking this way. And this area right here, which faces the construction, is all wall.
Which is that low rumbling that people are hearing in the background right now.
And so it is the opportunity to really take in the beauty that is the harbor.
So I have to tell you that when I first moved to Boston years back, I was walking by the old location on Newbury Street, and I assumed from the architecture of the space that it was a museum. You know, I walked by it a second time, and I saw, oh, there's like a cafe attached to it. Oh, because it's a museum with like a fancy cafe attached to it. And then I saw some clothes hanging out front. I was like, okay, so it's a museum with a gift shop that sells some boutique-y clothing. And then one day I was walking by with my wife, and she said, no, that's Louis Boston.
It was a museum. It was a museum of natural history that MIT had built after the Civil War in 1865. It is a beautiful building. And Newbury Street is a great street, very viable. My father, that was the goal for him, was to be in that building. And it really did represent the Louis of those times. But these times are different than those times now. Retail is metamorphosing into something that has to be quite the experience. It isn't just okay to be a mall store now. The internet has totally changed the way things are, because once you're competing with the same product on price, you'll never win with bricks and mortar. You will only win in the internet, because you don't have to have to pay the rent and open the store and have the lighting insurance and everything else. You just need a warehouse and warehouse people. So for me, retail has to be something of an experience, and the opportunity to be down here and to be actually away from a mall-like setting, even though it is a street, was something that we really thought was important to the experience. No, we don't have the same amount of traffic, obviously, going back and forth, because we're not on a main street. But we have different kind of traffic down here, though. People, you know, they say, really? It's like, yes. There's a lot of people that come and, first of all, live on the waterfront, which is very dismissive to people from the Back Bay that say, oh, who's down there? As if the only place to live would be the Back Bay.
Can I ask how business has been?
It's been pretty good. I have to say I am more surprised than I thought. Ostensibly, we did better than we did last year and the last year that we were on Newbury Street. But it's pretty hard to judge. It was a very bad year. 2009, 2010 was not the greatest year in the economy. I don't believe that any year is ever going to be secure for the next 5 years. So you just really have to be as competitive and as good as you can be in retail to make people come in and enjoy the experience.
Well, give me the experience. Sell me a suit.
First of all, what size are you? What size are you? I would suspect you're about a 38 American size, a 48 European size. You're young and you're fit, which is basically how we spec, it's called spec the clothing. Because the clothing is made individually for our store specifically, I can spec it any way I want. And the way I spec it is I think when some guy is a physically fit guy that the shoulder is built as such and then it cuts and then they say that it's a drop from your shoulder to your waist.
It tapers.
Yeah. And so most regular stores taper only about 6 inches, and then if it doesn't fit the guy, then they'll just pull it in and go, well, make it fit you. I think that when you do that, you take the soul of the garment completely away once you start tailoring it. I make my drop from the shoulders to the waist 8 inches. So that really gives that shape immediately when you put it on. So you should feel that, and it will feel like it was made for you. And you're kind of going, wow, why does it do that? So let's see if I can't find your size, and I can do something like that. So I'm going to put this on. We need to put you in front of a mirror so you can see.
Sure. Oh, my goodness. I suddenly look like an adult.
You suddenly do, don't you? But you see how nicely the front of it lays?
Sure. About how much does this kind of quality run a guy?
Well, I also picked the most expensive thing. So that's because it's 100% cashmere. The cashmere market right now is ridiculous because the Chinese have bought up the cashmere market. This jacket will run you about $2,900. You have to take that off
now.
Oh,
no. I thought this was my party favorite.
So now we would go with the shirts. Because you'd really want to wear a shirt underneath this, right?
Sure.
Okay. People of your generation don't like to wear ties. Rightfully so. Who would really want to have something tied at your neck all day long? So what we've been doing is we've been finding really great shirts tending to be darker so that you can wear them without a tie, but you still look like you're dressed. And we sell this very well, and this has been a trend here at Louis, not necessarily, and in Boston, but not necessarily nationwide,
really?
Because it's very much a trend in Europe, I think it makes Boston even more in fashion, GQ, than other places, because you don't find these in New York as much as you do here.
In 2011, who is the Louis man? Who's the guy who comes in and gets this treatment?
Well, it's interesting, especially being down here, we have definitely cultivated a much younger customer down here who had never experienced this before and probably might not have gone into the store on Newbury Street. But they feel comfortable here, and they're willing to take the time and spend the time. But it is a younger gentleman who is in the marketplace and needs to present himself in a way that looks professional. He needs it to fit well, because it isn't just that you got the suit. It's that you look right in the suit.
Well, Debbie Greenberg, I'll be back when WBUR gives me that big promotion.
Okay. You can actually be here now. You'd be surprised. But I definitely think that you should start looking at some things that would make you look a little bit more professional when you walk in.
Thank you.
Sorry.
The charming Debbie Greenberg runs Louis on Fan Pier in South Boston.
Adam, you look professional to me.
Thank you.
Well, tomorrow on Radio Boston,
they could be 5 to 6 feet long. They could be 16 to 45 pounds in weight.
A new book chronicles the history of New England's favorite crustacean. That's tomorrow on the show.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangleatboston.com. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.